This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you might be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeteria. The buttermilk pancakes with omelet, the chicken chilaquiles. I used to know how to say that. Chicken chilaquiles. Barbecue beef sandwich, turkey and cheddar sandwich, and the coleslaw. That's just in elementary schools. Middle and high schoolers can also have the chicken or bean and cheese burrito, the chicken tamal and refried beans, the caramelized plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42, BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of Northern California news stories. The West Contra Costa Unified School District has voted to name an elementary school after former First Lady Michelle Obama. The board voted unanimously yesterday to rename Wilson Elementary School in Richmond as Michelle Obama Elementary School. Board President Stephanie Hernandez-Jarvis calls Michelle Obama, who is known for supporting educational and child health programs, in her words, a role model for our children. Only one other school in California is named for her. That's in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Panorama City. The estimated cost to complete California's high-speed rail line has risen to over $80 billion, but construction is on schedule to meet a 2022 deadline to have about 20% of the track laid. The cost bump is less than it was in previous years, and it's mainly because the plan pushes back the completion of a high-speed rail link between Silicon Valley and the Central Valley. The plan released yesterday comes amid pressure from state lawmakers to peel off more money to help urban commuters. The project instead emphasizes money already going to projects in the Los Angeles and San Francisco Bay Areas. The Environmental Protection Agency has named a former attorney for PG&E to head its West Coast office. John Busterud replaces the regional director of the EPA, ousted from his post last week. Busterud worked for the nation's largest utility for three decades. He will manage more than 600 staff employees and oversee environmental protection efforts across Region 9. The region includes 50 million people living in California, Nevada, Arizona, Hawaii, the Pacific Islands, and tribal lands. Former Director Mike Stoker said he got a call last week from senior agency officials in D.C. telling him to resign. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 13th of February, 2020. It is the 44th day of the year, 322 days until the end of the year, 19 days until Super Tuesday, 35 days until spring begins, 19 days till Super Tuesday again, 264 days until presidential elections. Sun rose this morning at 7:01, and the sun will set at 5:48 this evening. We have 10 hours and 47 minutes of daylight to play in. The first low tide was just now at about 8:29 this morning, the next high tide at 2:41 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate will be at 8:30 tonight. The moon is about 80-something percent visible. A waning gibbous moon will have a quarter moon in 2 days on Saturday. Today is Dream Your Sweet Day, Employee Legal Awareness Day, Galentine's Day, Get a Different Name Day, Giving Hearts Day, International Natural Day, Kiss Day, Madly in Love with Me Day, National Breakup with Your Carrier Day, National Cheddar Day, National Crab Rangoon Day, National Tortellini Day. It's also Children's Day in Myanmar. On this day in Black history, in 1920, Andrew Rube Foster, the father of black baseball, organizes the Negro National League at the YMCA in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the first baseball league for African Americans and operated successfully until 1931. Also in 1923, the first professional African-American basketball team is formed in Harlem in New York. It's the New York Renaissance. 1957, Southern Christian Leadership Conference organized a meeting in New Orleans with Martin Luther King Jr. as president. In 1960, black college students staged the first of the Nashville sit-ins at three lunch counters in Nashville, Tennessee. Much, much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 8:51.